I started to really feel the effects of gratitude really early on. I mean, just a couple paintings in, and I realized that by spending that time thinking about another person and the things that she had brought into my life, feelings of inspiration or kindness that she had offered, or I mean, there's such a number of things that it helped me to start seeing the world with a fresh set of eyes.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, Georgian Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to this new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today with me, I have Jenny Love Miller. She's the founder of the 100 Hearts Project, a transformative gratitude project that inspires a habit of gratitude through 100 thank yous. Almost 2 years ago, she started painting her gratitude in the form of hearts. And I think this is such a great idea. So I will ask Jenny how she started this project, what inspired her, and we'll talk about many, many really interesting things. Jenny, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. So let us know a little bit about your project and how come you chose to do this.
Well, I began about 2 years ago, and it came from a place of just personal desolation. I had been struggling with depression, and it one day just everything snapped. And I think the lowest point for me was when I felt that I could no longer sleep in my bed because I wasn't worthy enough to sleep in a comfortable place. I was just brought so low, and I was looking for something to help draw me out. And I mean, I was seeing a counselor. I was trying some various medications, and I mean, they were helping to a certain extent, but I knew that I needed to be doing something as well to actively help me pull out of this pit. So I was inspired by a woman who painted her gratitude for 100 people. I saw a video on Facebook of her presenting these paintings to people that she was grateful for. And the light just went on for me. And I knew that that's what I wanted to do, was start painting. And I would consider myself a reluctant artist at that point. I've always loved art, but felt extremely uncomfortable with anybody seeing art that I had created myself. So the idea of actually painting for somebody was petrifying. But for some reason that just felt like the right thing. And so I started, but it wasn't quite the right project that I was working on. It was a little bit too broad. So one day the idea came that I would focus on hearts because I felt like that's what needed to heal in my life. I felt incapable of being loved. I felt incapable of loving. And so hearts seemed like the right thing for me. And I also decided to narrow it down to just women that I would paint for, that I could focus on the women in my life that I was grateful for. And so once I narrowed it down in that way, it just took off and I really started painting and feeling the effects of gratitude in my life. And the effects were almost instantaneous in how it changed the way I looked at the world.
Amazing. And by the way, what do you feel when you paint such a painting? What do you think about? Do you ask yourself certain questions, or what happens on the inside? I'm really curious.
Yeah, that's a great question. It kind of differs But there's a couple things that stay the same. One is that I always spend time with that person. So it becomes like a meditation on that person as I spend the time creating each painting. And each one takes between 8 and 20 hours, I would say, sometimes a little bit more. I know they take a while. They're about 1 foot by 1 foot square. And I tend to get kind of detail-y. So I get to spend that time with that person and think about what it is that I'm grateful for. And it's like I'm having a conversation with that person. It's pretty one-sided, but I get all the benefit of it. It's absolutely delightful. And I also, as I'm painting, I'm thinking about that woman, I'm also thinking about how creatively I could express my gratitude. And that looks different, of course, for each heart that I create because each person is different. So sometimes I have an actual idea that I develop for that person, but then other times I just start painting and then I realize later who it's for, like when I'm about halfway through, perhaps I realize like, oh my goodness, it's for this person. Of course, of course. And then I'm able to finish it up because I know exactly who it's for.
Wow. That's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. And I think it's a great idea for our listeners, for the gratitude seekers to express themselves in an artistic way. And, I think it's such a beautiful way to express gratitude and also to do art, because if, for instance, if I'm thinking of painting, I don't know what I would paint, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But having a feeling, having someone in your mind, in your heart that you think about, can really inspire you, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. All of my paintings are displayed on the wall in my studio. And whenever somebody new comes into the studio and sees the paintings on the wall, they are just taken aback at how different they are. That it's almost like different artists have painted this because they're just so, each one is so different. And that's because each person is so different. So the ideas that come are totally unique to each person because we're all so lovely and unique.
Exactly, exactly. And we all have different colors, right? When we think about ourselves as humans, the things that we appreciate about each person in our life can be really, really different and really interesting in a way. Like, for instance, we appreciate someone for being very reliable, let's say, but another person we appreciate for being so, I don't know, maybe wild or crazy or...
Yes. Yes, exactly, exactly. So different colors will come up, different compositions. Some of mine are very... black and white. You know, I'm grateful for somebody's ability to make quick decisions. One that I just finished, it's just this fireball with a kind of a heart shrine in the middle of it, because that's how I feel about her. She was explosive in my life when she was part of my life.
Wow.
And so that's how I wanted to express my gratitude for her. And then I have another one that's like all pastels too, because that's how I think about her, just soft and gentle. It's beautiful.
Indeed, indeed. And I think it's such a beautiful way of letting someone know what they mean to you. Like, it's something really visual. You can say it through words, and of course that's very impactful. But in colors and through a painting, I think that really says a lot about what you're feeling for that person.
Yes, I agree.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And if you could go back in time, let's say 10 years ago or 20 years ago, what would you tell your younger self about gratitude?
That it has a real power that changes everything. I mean, that seems kind of cliche, I suppose, in a way, but it really does. That I, especially my younger self, struggling with depression for such a long time, kind of off and on throughout my life, that I had the key to help. I had the tool to help with me that whole time, which was gratitude. And so I would tell myself to sort through my keychain and find that one and focus on it, because that's the one that unlocks joy, true joy.
I totally agree, of course. And I was also thinking a little bit about your project and what you do, and the fact that indeed gratitude is amazing and it can help us a lot. But another thing that you're doing with your project that I think it's very important is the fact that you give it to other people, and it's not just inner gratitude, but it's actually getting other people involved in the process and sharing the gratitude.
Yes. There's something really profound. Gratitude itself is very profound, feeling that sense of awe and wonder for the world around us is just incredibly powerful. But there's something like powerfully magical about expressing gratitude to another person. I'm not sure, I don't know what it is that makes it so different, but recognizing the goodness in another human being, perhaps it helps us to see the goodness in ourselves in a way that that's more powerful. I'm not sure, but something happens when we express our gratitude to another person that is unparalleled. It's so profound. We get to touch the heart of another person, and it's like you get a double serving of the benefits of gratitude.
Exactly. Because one of the ways of actually getting out of depression or of things that are going on inside of us is by actually getting outside and seeing other people and touching their lives somehow, seeing that, getting them to understand that they are appreciated themselves and that they matter.
Absolutely. We
get to feel that feeling as well, and we get to feel more appreciated ourselves as well. And I think that's an important part. And the fact that you're doing this with other people and for other people is an important part of this as well. And I think it's why it worked even better for you. Like, it wasn't just something inside of you, but it was something that involved other people as well.
Yes. I agree.
Wonderful. So beside this amazing thing that you're doing, expressing your gratitude through colors, do you have any other practices that keep you grateful consistently?
I do. One thing that I do, this is my in case of emergency practice. So, you know, life happens, and there are sometimes traumatic things happen and we find ourselves reeling. And I can feel myself when I'm starting to slip back into depression and anxiety. And so when I can feel myself slipping, I do a gratitude body scan. And I start with my toes, and I just think about my toes and why I'm grateful for my toes. And I think about the arches of my feet and why I'm grateful for the arches of my feet and my heels and my ankles. And I just slowly move up through my body and I realize that I have so much to be grateful for, that I can have chaos happening in one part of my life, but that simple body scan allows me to see that there are also other good things in my life. And I can choose to focus on those things as well. And so then once I kind of refill my gratitude tank, so to speak, then I'm able to then look at that chaotic situation with fresh eyes and more compassionate eyes and start to see where the edges could soften a little bit, see where maybe the chaos isn't quite so awful as I thought. And it just helps me to cope with things in a way that's much more effective. And so that practice has really, really helped me. Super simple. And it works really fast.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. It actually puts our attention on something positive, on something mm-hmm. that works in our life. Mm-hmm. And it really reframes the whole situation. And there's actually a lot of research backing this up. The fact that once we are in a responsive state instead of a reactive state, we are much more able to deal with situations. And another part of the brain that in the reactive state is basically dormant is activated, and we can do many more things thanks to us making sure that we are in the responsive state. So it's quite interesting how you found a way of applying this. And I've done this myself, and there is research backing this up. So that's quite amazing. So I also wanted to ask you about what happened when you established this habit of being grateful.
Beyond the Nest is an innovative travel community built for the post-COVID world, designed by two amazing open-hearted travelers and cross-generational women business leaders. These women believe in the transformative power of travel and know that in 2021 people will want more than what travel used to offer. Beyond the Nest offers a series of bespoke international and domestic retreats for small groups who value education and luxury equally. Each retreat takes place at a 5-star venue featuring renowned experts and elusive experiences like private artist-led gallery tours. Their motto is, there's no reason your days of motivation, recalibration and adventure can't end with a 5-star on-site massage. Beyond the Nest is already selling out spots for their first few trips. Visit the website at beyondthenest.org and mention the Gratitude Podcast for a 15% discount on your first trip.
Well, I started to really feel the effects of gratitude really early on. I mean, just a couple paintings in, and I realized that by spending that time thinking about another person and the things that she had brought into my life, feelings of inspiration or kindness that she had offered, or I mean, there's such a number of things that it helped me to start seeing the world with a fresh set of eyes. And I was able to see that there were in fact people who were very kind to me and that I could feel love. And that was revelatory to me, that I actually had it. I thought I didn't. Mm-hmm. I didn't think that I was capable of it, but I realized that I was. And so those feelings of gratitude started with those women. And then I noticed that relationships within my family, that they started to sweeten, that I could see things that I was grateful for in my husband and in my children. And the woman who was checking me out at the grocery store, bagging my groceries, that the world was full of really good people. And I started to see that. And then it just started to spill out into everything, and noticing how beautiful the flowers are, and just that the world is just this really beautiful and wonderful place. And yes, hard things happen, but we don't have to think of them as hard. We don't have to think of them as devastating, that we can think of them in other ways too. And that's just as legitimate as any other way. And it's just a wonderful way to live. So for example, today's a really hot day. We've had a series of really hot days here where I live, and our air conditioning went out last night. And so it's, you know, about 7 o'clock in the morning, and the house is really warm already. So it's just going to be a scorcher. And, you know, a couple years ago, like, my stomach would have been in knots. You know, oh my gosh, how are we going to afford to pay for somebody to come out and fix this? And we're just going to be miserable. What am I going to do with the kids all day? We're going to be so uncomfortable. But now it's like, gosh, you know, I'm just so grateful that, A, we have had an air conditioner. That up until now, you know, our house has been so cool. That's really incredible. And our town has several people who could come out and service our air conditioning unit. I just need to wait until these businesses are open, and I'll find somebody. And, you know, we can readjust the budget and make that work. It's you know, I'm confident that we can make that happen, and it's really not that big of a deal.
Exactly. I love this perspective, and I think it's such a great example of how gratitude can really shift your day. Like, if you would have been in the other situation, in the other state, probably on the outside, like the practical things would have happened almost the same, maybe, but with a whole different energy usage from on your side. And of course, from what I know, our kids are influenced by our state, and we influence each other quite a lot. And it could have been like a disaster or something like like really bad that could have went on for days and for weeks maybe. So that's why I believe as well that gratitude can be so powerful. Like, in even in these situations, instead of being in a state that can cause even more problems, you can actually realize, and it's not a lie, like it's so true, it worked until this moment. And there are people that are doing this and that are willing to come to your house and to fix it, which is amazing. And of course it can be a cost, but thankfully usually we have enough money, or we can make enough money to make that happen. So our first reaction might be like a reactive instead of a responsive reaction, but I so love this example. And another example that you gave and that I resonated with as well quite a lot is the one at the checkout at the grocery store. Just appreciating the fact that you are helped in a small way can really enrich that experience. And it's a simple experience, but if you overlook it, it's just another part of life, another thing that happened. But if you appreciate it, if you see it, it can be something that you can rejoice about for hours. Like, you can think about it, and you can think about how amazing this world is and the people in it. And of course, this spills into other areas of your life too. And this is where I think that the power of gratitude is at play. And you gave some wonderful examples. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. And you are exactly right. Exactly right with all of that.
Yeah, we seem to be on the same wavelength. So
I think so.
So, in your life, who are the people that really had an impact and really you really feel that you have much, much gratitude for them? Can you mention a few of them?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
That is a really difficult question because I feel like there are just so many. That's been one of the incredible gifts of the 100 Hearts Project, is recognizing that my life is actually full of people that I am so profoundly grateful for. And that in a certain way, it's almost like I feel equally grateful for each of them, because whatever it is that I'm feeling grateful for that person, whatever that was, I mean, I feel it with the same sort of intensity, because in the moment that was really important. And I'm just mm-hmm. so grateful. Like, I'm looking at one painting that I did it's actually for a group of women. They are librarians at our local library, and they have been so kind to our family and have really helped to instill a deep love of learning with our children. And they know our kids by name, and they help them find books that they're looking for. And I mean, the library is like a second home for us. So I feel deeply grateful for those women. And of course, family members, and the unconditional love that they offer. Or even some of the paintings that I've done are for people that I've never met. The one that I talked about earlier, the fireball, it's for a singer that she, especially during college, she was like, she wrote my anthems, and she somehow could see into my heart and express feelings that I had that I was unable to, but she could do it and put it to music, and I could sing along. And I just felt like she gave voice to things that I didn't know how to voice. And so, my goodness, I'm so grateful for her too. So it's hard. I don't think I can really single out anyone in particular. It's a beautiful way to live, to just feel grateful for all the people you bump into.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I love this example as well. Like, I really didn't think about this yet. The people that we don't actually know, or that don't know us, like the singer, the fact that somehow she's been with you through those tough times, maybe, or maybe mm-hmm. through joyful times, that's good as well. Painting a painting for her, and thinking about how much gratitude you have for her, that's quite amazing. Like, I really think that's another really good idea that I can implement, of course, and also our listeners, they could think about who is that that singer, that artist that inspired mm-hmm. them, and that they felt they were close with somehow in maybe periods that weren't so easy, or maybe in joyful mm-hmm. periods. And it's someone that I wouldn't have thought that I could have gratitude for, but it's quite amazing that you mentioned it, and I think it's very inspiring. Yeah.
So to kind of tag along with that idea of maybe people that you wouldn't think of, there's one heart that I created, and it was a really difficult one for me to paint, because it was for somebody who I have really struggled with this person for a long time. And we have a long history of frustrating interactions for mm-hmm. both of us. And so I decided to create a heart for her. And it was really amazing, because as I did, I felt that I was given the opportunity to peek into her life and see that she has always been doing the best that she has known how to do, and that her life has been fraught with difficulty. And I left the experience of creating my heart for her with a deep sense of compassion and forgiveness. So where I was really kind of nervous going into creating the heart for her, because I'm like, gosh, I'm not exactly sure, how I can spin this to be grateful for, honestly, the pain that she caused in my life. It was significant for me. Mm-hmm. And on the other side of it now, that's all gone. I only feel love and compassion for her. And I am grateful for the lessons that she taught me. She definitely taught me about boundaries and what's appropriate and inappropriate. And she taught me how to forgive too. I mean, what a wonderful opportunity to have somebody in my life to teach me how to forgive deeply in that way. Hmm. I'm profoundly grateful for her.
Huh. This is wonderful. And such a great way of having a healing experience through art, through relating to the other person in this way. And of course, I'm sure that you did some inner work as well to help with that. And I think it's another really good idea that that our listeners can relate to, because we all have someone in our life that is similar to your person. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful way to express what's inside and to heal. So yeah, I think it's another really good idea.
It was great for me.
Exactly. This is what we don't realize sometimes, that the one that has the most positive outcome out of forgiving is actually ourselves. So
yes.
So we're nearing our the end of our time together, and I wanted to ask you, where can our audience find you?
Well, there's two places. So you can go to 100heartsproject.org, and that's the website for the painting project. And there I really encourage people to consider taking on their own 100 Hearts Project. It does not need to be painting. It doesn't need to be for women. It's just 100 acts of gratitude for 100 people. The experience has been totally transformative for me. And that's really where the project was born from, was wanting to share that with as many people as possible. So I'm on the tail end of my project. I'm almost done. I have 8 more to paint. And actually, Georgian, since we talked initially to set this up, I've a new project has come, and this I'm very excited about as well. It's very much related. It's the Million Hearts Project. Whoa. So you can go to millionheartsproject.org, and it's in the very beginning stages. So there's a place to just drop your email to be notified as things progress. But this is a collaborative art and gratitude project where each person who participates decorates a heart for somebody that they're grateful for and writes a little bit about that person. And then that heart and that little bit of writing is then grouped into collections of, 500 or 1,000. And those are displayed together in public places and libraries and hospitals and places around the world, that when you walk into these spaces, you can just feel and see the power of gratitude all around you in just this colorful and moving way.
That's amazing. That's
amazing. So yes, so some of the first parts have already been created, and things are moving along. But right now it's if you want to stay up to date with that and be a part of it as it unfolds, you can head over to that website as well.
Wow. So actually experiencing gratitude in these places that seem a little bit random somehow, mm-hmm. It's such a good idea. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Good. So thank you so much for being here with us, for sharing all of your wisdom, all of your experience, and your amazing projects. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been an absolute delight.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.